Chatis Oif Shema Koshtar Lishma. Let's say Bishas the Malik of the Chatis Oif, the Kohen had more to do with the Shema of the Korban, and then Umitz Adam Achus Tazmanai Bishas the Mitzi Adam, he had more to do it to eat it tomorrow, or else Oy Shema Kochus Tazmanai Bishas the Malik, he had more to eat from the Bosa tomorrow, but Umitz Adam Achus Lishma Bishas the Mitzi Adam, he had another Machshav of Sula Achus Lishma by Chatis is Pasul. Therefore, it's not Chal Pigel. There's another Machshav of Sula here besides Pigel. Or Yerel Shemolka Umitza Domish Lelishmo. Rel Stam, he did both the Malik and the Mitzah Dam with the Machshav of another Korbin. Zel Shlakorva Matikim Mitzvahsoi. These are the cases that you have other Psulim involved. The material were not brought the right way. Therefore, it's not Chal Pigel. What's going to be if you have in mind Lecho Kezayis Pachutz or Kezayis Lamacher? Bishas is doing either the Malika or the Hazor, he has in mind to eat a kezayis of meat tomorrow, achat, to eat a kezayis the wrong place, and a kezayis tomorrow, or else kezayis lamacha, kezayis lachutz, he has in mind to eat one kezayis of meat tomorrow, which is an achshavis pigel, and one kezayis either the wrong place, chutz mkaymai, or else kechatzi zayis lachutz, the kechatzi zayis lamacha, in all these cases, possible v'yein b'koros. Since l'mais you have another machshav involved, you also have a machshav to eat the meat tomorrow, and also teed at the wrong place, teed at kezayis the wrong place. But since you have a machshav to eat kezayis of it the wrong place, that makes the machshav shloidim koymoi. Therefore, it's only possible, and there's no koros, there's no pigel. Amishek we have by kavanas, and of this also Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says his sheet was Zehaklal. This is the general rule that in machshav esazman kod mula machshav esamakom. If the first machshav he had was chuslis manoi, but Shasid made the malika, he had a mind to eat a kezayis bosa tomorrow, and then he has a mind to eat a kezayis bosa the wrong place. Tigul, since the first machshav was chuslis manoi, it's like a chal tigul. And therefore, the chayav mon of korus, like a chayav korus. But the yin machshav is hamokim kodmo, the machshav is hazman. If the first machshav he had was tidik kezayis, the wrong place, and then he had a machshav of tidik kezayis tomorrow, plus of yin by korus. Therefore, the first machshav was chutzlam kaimai, there's only chalat sul, and there's no chayav korus. However, the chachom moim, the chom say no, zev is the post of yin by korus. Both of them are post, and there's no chayav korus. Why? Because we don't care what happened first. Lamais, you had another machshav here. There's other machshav is moitzi medei pigol. Here for Sony chalap sul and not koros. What's going to be lecho kechati zayis? Ulahaka kechati zayis kosher. If you had a mind to eat a kechati zayis of meat tomorrow and to burn a kechati zayis of the fat of tomorrow, so the inochra is kosher. Shein achilu v'yaktor v'tafrin. They can't put the two together. The machshava with the kohen's ganit, and what's going to put on the mizbeach, even though they're both called an achila, but they're two different achilas, they can't even start the two. Therefore, the maisa, the korban is kosher. Now the Gemara says, "Tell the rabbanon, look at the bright like this. The pasuk says ve'ikrivui, not tamlem or the tzayit for. So Rashi says beilah tzayit ksiv, but only tzayit that says ve'ikrivui ha'kohen el ha'mizbeach. So not tamlem was the tzayit for." Well, since the post says already, the Ikriv min ha-tovim. So what does it say it for again? So more says, the fish never, because it says, the Ikriv min ha-tovim. Spring from the birds, from the pigeons, I mean, the Neha Yoinom. So Yochra would have thought to say, ha-misnadik oif, whoever makes the Nadova to bring a korban oif, lo yivchais mishnei predim, you cannot bring less than two birds, because it says tovim, I mean, the Neha Yoinom, Asher Plur, you have to have at least two. Tom Lehm, and therefore the Pesach says, no, v'hikrivli, you can bring it, afilu predachas, you have a right to bring from the dover or oilas oif, even one bird. So afilu predachas, yovi yom ha-mizbeach, even one fred, the one bird, one dover, one turtle, he could bring to the mizbeach. So, ma tam lehm ha-krim, why does the Pesach have to say here, v'hikrivli? It says v'hikrivli ha-krim, why is that the word ha-krim here for him? L'kvoyim ha-kohen, this is that you have to have a kohen. It means a zara cannot make a malika. The malika is only kosher with a kohen. Shiyoch was however thought to say,
Well, I do know this is all like this. Well, ma ben sain, madach by an animal of ben sain, shekobo loit sofen, by korban oila or by chattis kodesh kodoshim. The shechita has to be done on the north side. Lo kovo la koyin, still you do not have to have a koyin b'shas. The shechita is even kosher bizarre, so oif, a bird, shelo kovo loit sofen, and the Torah does not say b'dav chattis on the north side. Is eino din shlo yigvena la koyin, isn't it a swarm and a swarm? I would have thought that you do not need a crane to make the malika. Therefore, Talmud Lema says ala crane, says vekrivo ala crane, vekrivo ala crane, ala mizbeach, lekvoy ala crane, teaches that you have to have a crane to make the malika. Yochla, I would have thought to say, yomokeno besakin, maybe a malika could be done with a knife, and really, if it didn't, it's a swara. Umayim shchita, shle kovul la crane, kovul la kli, matach shchita by a behema. Well, the Torah says you do not need a kohen. Still, you need a kli, you need a knife. If so, malika, malika saif, shekovul or kohen, the pasuk says you have to have a kohen to make the malika. Is ain adin, isn't it a svara or shekvul or kli, that for sure you should have to have a kli? And this time, the pasuk says, kohen or molak. It says the kohen or molak mashma, the kohen makes the malika without anything else. That's what we're seeing. Rashi says this emshach, that Omer of Kirakita says, V'chitala adaykuz, did you have a half minute to think shezar kor l'gavi mizbech, that a zar could go on top of the mizbech to make the malika? The point, plus it says hakayin l'molak, so could I have a half minute to say that a zar could go up elamatam l'olim hakayin? Why is the point you have to say hakayin over here? It means it teaches shetay malika b'yatsumish hakayin. When it says hakayin l'molak, since the malika anyway is on top of the mizbech and a zar cannot go on top of the mizbech, so what is the pasuk have to say? Kain the molek. It comes to teach us shetay malika diatsuma shekain, that the malika is with the body of the kain. That's it. Yochla would have thought to say now, and it's without a kli, just with his nails, with his thumb, he makes the malika. Yochla would have thought to say yomokeno bein mulmalo bein mulmato. He can make the malika whether he's on top or whether he's on bottom. As he says, bein mulmalo means minachut, bein on the bottom part, on the bottom part of the mizbech. Talmud it says no, umolak victor. It says by ulas life, umolak, and then right away victor. Svidash and mahak Torah, Prisha mizbech, just like the malika, just like the Torah, the burning of it, is on top of the mizbech. So af malika, Prisha mizbech, who is in the malika, also has to be on the top of the mizbech. Umolak mimul oruf. Now the Mishnah says, where is the malika? Mimul oruf, on the back of the neck. I tell you, telling me mimul oruf on the back of the neck. Maybe means the front part of the neck. The same place you make the shechita. Maybe that's the place you have to make a malika also. The dinu left as far that way. Nema kana molak. It says you're a molak. Nema nala no molak. Malal mimul oruf on the back of the neck. Av kami mimul oruf. It also has to be on the back of the neck. It should have to be. So it says Bechat Yosef also the word Molak. It just says Bechat Yosef and means from the back of the neck. Ba'ol Yosef also means the back of the neck. So Moses says, how, why? He Malal, just says Bechat Yosef, Molak Vein Amavdu. The other mystery is to make him Likor, but not to separate him to the head from the body. Is Avka maybe also Ba'ol Yosef, Molak Vein Amavdu. Maybe you don't have to make Havdalah. On this time, but I know the pasuk says, "O Molak Victor." Again, Mahak Torah Rosh Liyatzma Veguf Liyatznoi. Just like that, Mahak Torah ever say, you burn the head separately and you burn the body separately. Af Malika, the same thing. B'Shas Malika should be a Rosh Liyatzma Veguf Liyatznoi. The Rosh has to be by itself, and the Guf has to be by itself. But Minan, how do I know Shak Torah Sarosh Liyatznoi? How do we know that Torah of the Rosh should be done by itself? The Yaguf Piyatzmai. How do we know this also? Shneimer the pasuk says, "Viktu Reisei." How about Toras Haguf? Haguf Omro. It says, "Viktu Reisei." Should burn it. Should burn the body of the other seif. Or Moni Mekayim. What does the pasuk say? "Viktu Amizbecha." They should burn it on the mizbech. That Toras Rosh across the Medaber. The pasuk is talking about burning the head. So Mashmi has to burn it separately, the head separately and the body separately. Then the pasuk says, "V'nimtzah Domoi Kul Yakir Amizbech." That the dam has to go on the side of the mizbech itself, and not on the side of the kevish, or not on the heichel. V'yezer, which is this? Ve'kir oyon. By Ola says it has to go on the top part of the Mizbeach, kir oyon. Oyen, maybe not that way, or kir otachtoin. Maybe it's the bottom part of the Chuta Sikra. Maybe the dam of the Ola says goes in the bottom part of Mizbeach. And really, the din was as far that way. Ma behema, just like behema's oif, or behema's oila. By behema. Shechatos elamala. That the zrik of a korban chatis is lamala mechuta sikra. Oila salamata. The zrik of a korban oila is lamata. Is so oif by a bird. Shechatos elamata. The mitzvah of the azoyas adam echatis oif. Is then lamata. Is then a din isn't the swallow. She lost lamata. That Eula Seif also it has its mitzvah should be done lamata. Tam Lev, this pasuk says no. Tam Lev, it says Umolat v'hiktir. The nimtza damai. The Masha Malika and Akhtar was done right away. The same place where the mitzvah hadam is. The chisala. That's what I think to say. Leyachas shikta chayz the mamz. What the pasuk saying? What I think to say. After you make the Akhtar, after you burn the yoyf, then you go and make the mitzvah dam. The dam is burnt up. So what's the point of saying a Molak victor and then when him says Domai? What is the word victor doing in between? And a rather learner comes to teach us like this. Ma haktor, just like by the haktorah. For Rosh HaMizbeach has to be done on top of the Mizbeach. Av mitzoy, who are then the mitzoy of the Dham of the Oil HaSeif, for Rosh HaMizbeach should be done on top of the Mizbeach. If so, a case that has to come out, ho yoylo bakevis, he will go up the plank. Or point of the serve, you make a right turn on the small one and go to the service. Or Bola Lakaran's Ramis Mizrachis. He come to the east south corner. Or Yamulak Yesroish Malopoi. He would make the Malika there on the back of the neck. Or Mavdun would separate the body from the head. Or Mamtse Midom of Kir Mizbeach. And there he would squeeze the dam onto the Kir Mizbeach. On the top part. Him also Lamata Miraglo Afilu Amak Shera. But he does that underneath his feet. Even one arm more, still is kosher. Rashi says the matam raglus the chutz hasikra min asayv of amor, because the chutz hasikra is one amor below the saving. His feet is on the saving. Even one amor down is still kosher. Habiyat in the top part from the chutz hasikra above. When the chenu of Lezer b'Yakov Oimrim called atzma ein anas asel of Rosh HaMizbeach. No, the whole thing was done on top of the mizbeach. The malik was done on top of the mizbeach, not on the saving, but on top of the mizbeach. Ma denayu. Abai of Rovah, Yamat of Ayu, Oysa Marocha, Gabi Seveiv, Ike Benayu. Now, communities, can you make the Marocha on top of the Seveiv or not? But you have to make some leak of Mokum, you could make Akhtara. See if Yod, you could put the Marocha. You could burn on the Seveiv itself. That's a Mokum Roy, Akhtara. Therefore, it's a Mokum Roy for the Malika. It's right to make that Akhtara there. Therefore, you can make the Mitzri there also. Not after the Malika, I mean the Mitzri can be done there. But if you hold the Seviv is not ready for that Torah, then the mitzvah B'davka has to be done on top of the Mizbeach, the Mokum where it's Roi to do the Haktorah. That's the place that's Roi to burn there. So Kitzit is what the Machlok is telling in between the Nechem of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and the Tanakhama, whether you can make the mitzvah on the Seviv or not. Then the Mishnah says, Bol Lo Laguf, like after we burnt the Rosh, the head of the Yoyla, the Oyla Seif. Now we go to the body of the Oyla Seif. Tell me about it. What like this? The pasuk says, "Ve'isaref merosay b'noitzosay." You take out the crop with its feathers. Zuzefik. This means the zefik. Now Yochav was thought to say, "Yakter b'sakim yiklenu." Maybe you have to cut around with a knife and then make a circle around it to be able to pull it out. Talmud. The pasuk says, "B'noitzosay." You have to take it out with its feathers. Rashi says that Avimina is. Just take out lezefer, the crop itself, without the skin, without the noisah. So Tamlem, the pasuk says, no, the noisah say, with its feathers. Tamlem, the noisah say, noit lesa noisah ima. Abi yoisi ben chona noimel, noit lo, ve noitel kukavon ima. You take out, if you take out this noisah, you take out the crop, you take out the kukavon, that's the part of the insole, I think, like the part of the stomach with it also. Rabbi Yishmael Tana, v'noitzosa means v'noitzosa shalom, with its own feathers, koit rabbi sakin, shemin aruga. Now the Rashi says, v'noitzosa shalom means v'lo yoysa, v'mashik neger hazefik. All you have to take out just what's around the zefik. In other words, you do not have to take more than just the feathers right near the Murasli. So therefore, for the Itzasim is benoit for Shalom, with its own feathers, and not more. Therefore, Kedra B'tzak and Kemina Ruba, they can cut a knife, take a knife, and cut right around it, just to take out its Kukavan, its Murasa, and its Noitza right there, and not more. Then it says, Shisav Lehivdo. You're supposed to, like, tear it apart, but not make it